We're joined here on the Weekly Coaches Show by Coach Ashley Mazurkiewicz over at Winston High School. A good start to the season for the Lady Redbirds, but they did suffer their first setback of the season last Thursday in a 5-2 setback against Mercer. Last Tuesday, 10-3 victory over East Harrison. Strong victory over Gilman City in the semifinals of the East Harrison tournament. 14-1 on Saturday. The semifinal was played. The final against Mercer was not. It was rained out. That'll get made up on Saturday. And what's coming up tonight for the Redbirds? It's a trip to Gilman City for a rematch with the Hawks. Coach Mazurkiewicz lost to Mercer, so I guess you know that kind of ended the unbeaten streak. But you have to be real pleased with where the girls are about 3 weeks in the season, aren't you?
I really am. And even with that loss to Mercer, like we were kind of in a slump earlier that week, and we played a lot better than we did on Tuesday night. On Thursday, even though we had that loss, it was still we still played better, and we're rallying out of a slump there.
You get into it's hard to get a Class 1 game where it's just real smoothly played because, you know, numbers are down, and, you know, you end up kind of getting spots defensively that, you know, girls just kind of struggle from time to time. But 5-2, yeah, granted, not in the win column, but sounds like all the way around Thursday, a really solidly played game for both sides.
Yeah, it was a good game. It was a good game. Things that we need to work on, but still a pretty good game.
Is the two runs, you know, you'd been so good at putting runs on the board. Was it just one of those nights where the bats weren't going?
Last week our bats weren't as strong as they had been. And Caitlin Jones, our leadoff hitter, normally we kind of rely on her to get us started and get us going. And she wasn't able to that night, and so that kind of hurt us a little bit, but the other girls were tried to rally behind her, and we still got two on there.
Were you kind of anxious to see, you had had so many lopsided victories for a couple of weeks, were you really anxious to see how kind of the girls responded to a little bit tougher competition?
I was, and I think we'll be ready to play them again.
Yeah, and you know, I say this all the time. You really don't find out about your team when you just rack up win after win after win after win. You kind of find out more about them after a loss, and you kind of see how big their competitive streak is. Did that kind of come out
exactly,
a little bit?
Exactly. You can see a lot more about the team when you play a close game or a game where you have to come from behind. That shows a lot more about your players and your team and the grit that they have.
Yeah, with the head-to-head against Mercer, Coach, they got a really good win against Princeton last night, which I know is going to be big for them. But what does Mercer have that makes them a difficult opponent this year?
They're solid softball players, and on last Thursday they hit the ball well, and they hit it in holes, and we had trouble getting our heads up. We hadn't had too many close games, and so that was different for us. But I felt like we handled it okay, and it was a good experience for us. We're ready to move forward.
And you know, you mentioned right away when I mentioned how do the girls respond to a loss, and you said, yeah, you know, they're, you know, the fact that they didn't like it too much came out, and here they got another shot against Mercer on Saturday. So you got a couple of games between now and then, but I'm sure that game is kind of circled on the calendar, isn't it?
I think they're ready to go play them again.
In the back of your mind, you had, you know, not a difficult time with Gilman City and winning 14-1 on Saturday. Is there always kind of that concern with playing a team again so soon?
Yes, and the fact that we will be playing several of these teams, not just twice, but multiple times throughout the year, and it's hard to beat a team twice sometimes. So we have to make sure that we stay focused and don't let the win on Saturday get to our heads. And just go out there and play our best game.
And through eight games, you know, five runs to Mercer was the most you'd given up. You gave up three to East Harrison. You had three shutouts, you know, a couple of runs against Grundy. But overall, is your defense, you know, is it kind of the combination if you have pitchers that can get strikeouts and you have good defense? Is that kind of just all of the above?
Our Courtney Estes is on the mound for us, and she's consistent and able to throw strikes, and then our defense is working hard behind her. So, yeah, kind of a combination of both there.
As you just look at the big picture, Coach, good start, but always things you want to work on. When you get the girls on a night like last night in practice, what are the things that you're kind of working on a day-to-day basis?
You know, we're always working on fundamentals, and it doesn't matter how good you are, we're still working on that. Last night we worked on a lot of hitting because we were kind of struggling at the plate last week, and just talked about communication and keeping our heads up when things don't always go our way. So we're just chipping away.
So busy.
Getting better every day.
Get busy week getting on the bus. Not long road trips for Winston this week, but they'll be at Gilman City on this Tuesday night, over in Galt on Thursday night against Grundy, and then I head back up to East Harrison to play Mercer in that makeup championship game. 11:40 on Saturday morning will be the time for that one. Taking a peek at next week. Trip to DeKalb coming up Monday, Tri-County at home, Tuesday the 20th. Coach, we'll catch up with you next Tuesday. Thanks for joining us today.
All right, thank you.